Welcome, cheerful viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Hi, I'm Jason Janiak. I'm a certified raw food chef and also the owner of Raw Creations, a raw vegan dessert business.
We are excited to join Chef Jason Janiak in his kitchen today to witness some of his Raw Creations magic. His raw dessert specialties that adorn the local grocer's shelves made us fans from the first bite. Chef Jason has been featured on radio and television, including NBC5, for his uniquely decadent vegan treats that contain no processed sugars or sodium, and are gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and egg-free. Stay with us for a couple of his wonderfully healthy raw creations.
I'm going to be doing some demos for you. I'm going to be doing a sweet potato pudding, and then also a coconut chia pudding as well. I love sweet potato, I'll tell you, it's one of my favorites. And sweet potato is so nutritious for you. It's very high in beta carotene, also plant-based DHA, it's actually anti-aging. That's the main purpose. We're gonna start by chopping up some sweet potato over here. We've got a sweet potato already peeled and ready to go. And I prefer using the Kyocera, the ceramic knives. Less oxidizing. I don't like to oxidize my fruits and let to have all the nutrition all intact. So you can just do a rough chop. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We're going to actually put it in the Vitamix. And we're going to be using about a cup and a half of sweet potato in this recipe. Okay, there's about a cup and a half right there. We're going to go ahead and put that in the Vitamix. All right, and then we're going to go ahead and put some of our other ingredients in there. We're going to have a cup of coconut water. You're going to be using young baby coconuts. And these are very sweet, actually. The water is very, very hydrating, very rich in electrolytes. And the actual meat is very soft, very tender, very good for recipes like this, other raw food recipes, making coconut smoothies, things like that. So we're going to go ahead and show you how to open one of these up. We're going to actually start by shaving the top off with a chef's blade. We'll just slowly turn it and then start shaving off, or continue shaving off the top of it until we expose the nut of it right here. And then we'll go ahead and take the butt end of the blade. We're going to go ahead. This takes some practice. Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to take your hand off. But I prefer actually doing this method. And I have one of these about every morning actually to get my day going. It's just so hydrating in the morning, which I believe is really key in the morning. So we're going to go ahead and just crack this open here. Sometimes it might take a little bit. And there we go. And then it'll just pop open like that very easily. So you can just pierce that with a blade, and then you'll have the water exposed, and you can just go ahead, either pour that in there, or however you're going to do it for your recipes and so forth. We're going to go ahead and take our cup of coconut water over here. Pour that in our Vitamix. And then we've got 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, which you're going to be using here. Half teaspoon of clove. It's almost like a sweet potato pie recipe in some respects, which if you make a raw sweet potato, it's just absolutely delicious. This is actually 2 tablespoons of chia seeds we're going to be adding. Chia seeds are a very nutritious seed, actually. Very rich in calcium, omega fats, proteins, and also good in recipes. Helps with firming up and very gelatinizing things. This is our ginger we're going to be using. It's going to be a half teaspoon of ginger. Ginger is so excellent for digestion. And then we're going to have a half teaspoon of nutmeg we're going to actually add here. And then a half cup of coconut meat here we're going to add. When you're scooping it out, the actual meat, there will be some shell on there. You can actually take a paring knife, like a fine paring knife, and just finally just grate that off. So we're going to go ahead and put a half cup of that in there. We're going to go ahead and put our lid on, and we're going to blend this. I generally like to start off on low, I am going to use the plunger as well for it, just so that it really pushes it down, gets it in the blades, and blends it very well. I like to do this probably about 10, 15 seconds or so, and then we'll check the consistency. So we're going to go ahead and start this on low. That looks nice and thick. All right, we're going to go ahead and test this out over here and see what we think. Delicious. Just the way I like it. All right, well, plate this over here. I actually put it in a bowl. Looks good. Very nice. You probably could use this as a pie if you wanted to. We'll finish this off with a little cinnamon on top as a little bit of a kind of a dressing in some respects. I absolutely love cinnamon, actually. So we'll go ahead and sprinkle a little cinnamon on top here. And there is our sweet potato pudding. All right, I'm going to have my friend Chris over here. He's going to come and sample some of the sweet potato pudding. Just smelling delicious. Oh, I'm getting that aroma. It's just so lovely. How are you, Chris?
I'm great, Jason. How you doing?
Very good. Wow. Let me let you try some of this over here.
Sure.
There you go. You tell me what you think.
All right.
Mix it in if you want a little bit. I got the little cinnamon on top.
Now, what is this called?
This is sweet potato pudding.
Sweet potato pudding.
Yeah.
All right.
If you love sweet potato pie,
yeah,
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Is that right? Let me taste it.
Oh, you let me know.
It's delicious. I like it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's real good.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
A big fan of sweet potato.
No, it's the sweet potato.
It's sweet potato, coconut. Mm-hmm. There's a little ginger in there, a little nutmeg, a little cinnamon.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And a little coconut water.
Yeah.
It's a little sweetness.
I taste it. Yeah, it has a little kick at the end, you know?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. I have to go feed the birds over here, and then we'll be back for another recipe. We're going to be doing a coconut rice pudding now. Again, we're going to be using the Vitamix over here. And to start with, we're going to actually be using 2.5 cups of coconut water, which we showed you earlier how to open the coconuts. Here, we're going to pour that in the Vitamix. We're going to put 1/2 cup of chia seeds in here. Oh, it's a good binder. It's very gelatinous. It helps kind of with thickening the recipe and so forth. And again, it's very nutritious, chia seeds, so it's overall very beneficial. We're going to go ahead and put 1/4 cup of agave here. And then we're going to take 1.5 cups of coconut meat over here. And then we're going to go ahead and put a teaspoon of cinnamon in here. We're going to go ahead and then blend this until it becomes very firm, the mixture, almost like a pudding, very thick, about at least 10, 15 seconds. Again, we'll start on low, and then we're going to go ahead and put on high until it's well mixed. And we'll use the plunger again to help with getting it really pushed down and getting into the blades and really mixed very well. Right, that is looking good. And it will actually become firmer as it sits too, as the chia seeds will absorb some of that water and become a little bit thicker. So we're going to go ahead and try this. Delicious. I used to love rice pudding as a kid. That was one of my favorite things. absolutely favorite. So I was looking for something as an alternative, and this is what I came up with in my kitchen one day. We're going to go ahead and put this in our bowl, and we're going to put some coconut flakes in there. That's going to be an alternative to the rice, and that's going to give almost like that rice kind of texture and so forth in the recipe. So we'll go ahead and put this in our bowl. We'll go ahead and we'll put about 4 tablespoons in here, which is going to be about 2 of these cups. I had a little extra out here as well. If I can have my friend Gosha come up, and she'll go ahead and sample this. We'll let me know what she thinks. We'll go ahead and just stir this in there too. Stir that in there briefly. How are you, Gosha?
I'm good.
Very good.
Delish.
Well, good. I hope you enjoy that. Yeah, it's very, very delicious too. And there you go, my dear.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Enjoy. Good?
So good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you enjoy it, my dear. Yeah,
it's so filling. It's really great for breakfast. I would eat it for breakfast and
perfect.
Any like dessert.
Exactly.
Craving.
Exactly.
That would satisfy any craving.
Well, and those chia seeds are very, very nutritious and filling, and the coconut meat too, just the same.
They
are. Perfect for even for like a nice cold day, something like that. So a little nice cold coconut water and with it in there. And
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect. Mm. Great. Well, thank
really
you.
Really delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us, everyone.
Our gratitude to chefs like Jason Janiak, who helped to make being vegan a delightfully delicious and healthy way to live. Thanks for your company on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. May your carefree heart be filled with joyful memories and plentiful smiles.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.